Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I have a pleasure to be selected as a president of this working group, and I'm very much looking forward to our work on this important topic. And I think what is also very important to keep in mind in elaboration of this study is that the science progresses as we speak. Artificial intelligence is reaching new potentials every second. And in order to be fully informed when developing this study, I think it will be very important to consult also with relevant computer scientists, IT technologists. So in addition to the stakeholders explicitly mentioned in the paragraph 22 of the resolution, I think we will have to reach out to also those who are developing these technologies to fully understand their potential. And I also think what will be very important, and as Mr. Rapporteur, Mr. Baek already specifically emphasized, is to carefully balance all the benefits, all the potentials of these technologies, and in fact, their contributions to the realization of human rights. So not only benefits in general, but the benefits specifically for enhancing the realization of human rights, and of course the risks that they pose to achieve the same goal, the full realization of human rights. So in that respect, we will have to consider a wide array, a wide spectrum of human rights that can be implicated, that start with civil and political rights and go through economic, social, and cultural rights. And perhaps we must not forget also the rights that are of a more procedural nature, so the right of access to these technologies and right to relevant information about the functioning of these technologies. And last but not least, the right to effective remedies when these technologies perhaps pose certain risks or cause damage to individuals affected. So it is a very wide mandate that will have to be carefully considered to really have this holistic approach to the topic. And I think we have a demanding task ahead of us. And I'm looking forward to our cooperation on this important issue.